all right. I want to look at Genesis 18, chapter verse 17 to 19. We went first to the first chapter, but there were some things in the introduction that I wanted to get out. So in Genesis, the 18th chapter, verse 17, starts off saying, "The Lord said, shall I hide from Abram what I'm about to do, since Abram will surely become a great and mighty nation?" And in him, look what he said there. He said, "In him, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. For I have chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so the Lord may bring upon Abraham what was spoken about him." So now, I want you to see how God did. He had already deposited in Abraham what he needed so that he could disperse it to the generation. So the Bible says there that Abraham, you know, he taught it to his children. So God is always trying to get it in the next generation. All right. So now God will never hide his secret plans if he can find those who understand transgenerational ministry. You know, that's what Apostle was expounding on. It's so much that the church has really, you know, lost, and we're trying to gain some ground now. But it's so much. You know, I thought about this for years. I said, what happened to all the miracles and signs and wonders? You know, and then there were people who God really used, you know, the Smith Wigglesworths, the Catherine Kuhlmans, the people, you know, that day. But you just can't see a continuation of that power being in the earth like that. Right. And it really was because there was no succession. There was no, you know, because when the apostolic is out of place. See, the apostolic is really supposed to give correction, direction, that kind of thing to the body of Christ. So because the apostolic, you know, had not been in place, so the church just kind of wondered for a while. We got in all kind of traditions. We got in all kind of, we had all kind of things going on in the church. So like the apostle was talking about, you know, we got into, you know, we get in there and have a little shout and stuff, a little celebration. We thought we had church.
Right.
But the thing about it is the people weren't changing.
Right.
And the power wasn't being transferred. But because there wasn't no power flowing.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So what happened was from the time the book of Acts to now, there's been a short circuit. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you have the electricity, if the current is not, if it's not connected properly, it'll short circuit, and the power, you won't have full power. And so we have not really, the church has not really operated in full power because there was a short circuit, or there was generational gaps, and there wasn't a passing on the baton, you know, let me go a little further here. So now God is a transgenerational God in his plans and purposes. God doesn't want to keep raising one man every few years who will serve his time on the earth without leaving legacy in the things in which God has richly deposited into his life for others to continue in. The Lord told me this, I don't know, last year, year before. He said the apostle, he gave him a revelation about money coming. He said, and the apostle has cut a path. Say he cut a path. Now watch this. But if people don't grab a hold of when he's pouring out, they don't grab a hold of the impartation, they don't get a hold of the mantle, what's gonna happen is if he go off the scene, that path that he cut is going to be grown back up. And so what God will have to do is God will have to raise somebody else up, give them the message, and they got to go. They got to plow through the same thing. But if we grab a hold of the baton, you understand what I'm saying? Or that anointing, I believe this with all my heart. I believe that, you know, like the apostle teach us about seed time and harvest, right? And he said this. He said that every generation is supposed to be stronger.
That's right.
All right. So I believe that if we get a hold of what God has deposited in him, if we really get a hold of it, then I think that what we're going to see is we're going to see harvest. And then we're going to be sowing from the harvest instead of planting the seed to get the harvest.
Come on, Matt. That's good.
Praise God, because in the beginning, you know, it really started off with the fruit, and then the seed was in the fruit.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, and I think that God is taking us back there once we get a hold of that. You understand? You know, a lot of times we have people, and this is something that you have to really be careful of. And this is the thing that has really stopped continuously. And legacy and that sort of thing and stuff, because God is unique in how he does things. And God has placed people in certain camps. You understand? See, I say it like this, or in certain tribes. See, we really from a wealthy tribe.
Yeah,
but hear me what I'm saying. But watch this. When you start going around apostle and he's teaching you about giving and receiving and that sort of thing and stuff, and then you get outside of somebody who outside of our tribe.
Come on, come on.
And then they start talking differently from what we, you understand what I'm saying? What they'll do, they'll contaminate what's in you.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to operate in it in its fullness.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You understand? So, you know, you go and hear the Bible say, don't cast your pearls before swine, because they'll turn and rend you. So as some people, you can't even talk about what you're receiving.
Right.
Because they came from another camp.
Right.
Don't mean that they're not saved, but amen. We are from a wealthy camp. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So now what God has given to what God is given to a man is not just for himself and his lifetime, but for his generation and for generations to come. Lamentations 5:19 says, you, O Lord, rule forever. You see that? How long?
Forever.
Okay, now, so if he rules forever, it says your throne is from generation to generation. So if he's forever, then that means that we have to, generation after generation, have to have access to his throne.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And so what the apostle is teaching about having this heaven to earth relationship. We have not had that. We, you know, here we are, you know, we feel like, hey, you know, I got to pray, you know, I got to reach heaven. You know, I remember them old folk, boy, they used to be squalling and bawling, you know what I'm saying? You know, trying to reach heaven.
Right.
So I'm trying to reach heaven, praise God. But the thing about it is, if we understand what God is doing and we operate properly from heaven to earth, and then we understand, like the apostle saying, we already have what we're trying to get.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then in Daniel 4:3, it says, how great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation, from generation to generation, from generation to generation. So the apostle said this. He said that we have to take this anointing to the marketplace.
Yes.
You know, we in church, we receiving, but you have to always understand this, that what you're receiving is not for you to, you know, put in a jar, put a lid on top of it, and then set it over in the corner.
Yes.
No, you're supposed to be pouring that into somebody. You understand what I'm saying? Into the next generation. This thing has to be ongoing. And see, if it's ongoing, if there's legacy, if there's continuity, if there's succession, it's going to build momentum and it's going to get stronger and stronger as it goes. You understand what I'm saying? So we as the church, we have to ask God is revealing, for a long time, you know, we waiting on breakthroughs. You understand what I'm saying? Right. But the apostle, see, that's what the apostle does. God gives him insight of what he's doing. I believe this. There are different times and there are different seasons where God is doing things a certain way. But then when the apostle is really walking in his calling, there are some things that God began to reveal that wasn't revealed before.
Right.
It was always there, but it wasn't, the revelation of it wasn't revealed. You understand what I'm saying? So at this time, when God revealed to apostle about the unlocking, you understand? Mm-hmm. I mean, it just makes it, it's just so much more sweatless. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to be trying to break in what's already mine.
Right.
So there's so much that if we really get a hold of this and we really understand what God is doing. See, this is what you got to understand. You got to understand the time. You got to understand, times and season, how God is unleashing revelation and revealing things that he never revealed before. So now watch this. God is looking for the continuity of legacy and of his purpose here on earth. God will reveal his secret plan to those who will make every effort to raise the next generation. That's what the pastor doing. That's why God revealing so much to him. Because it's in his heart. I've been following now for 18 years. All right. I saw a lot of folk that said they was following, but really wasn't following. And, You cannot really follow properly with your own agenda.
That's right.
I'm telling you, if you're going to follow, man, you're going to have to get rid of your agenda. And see, this is what has happened for so many years. Pastors have felt like, when my time running out, I need to, be in a place where, where people notice me and stuff. It ain't about being noticed.
Right.
It's about fulfilling the will of God and the people who God have called you to pour into. You have to make sure that you are properly aligned with government so that God can make sure that it's flowing to you and through you. But if you're all about your own agenda, all about yourself and that kind of thing and stuff, what's going to happen is we're going to have the same thing that we've had for years. Just repeating itself.
Right.
Not that no continuity, no legacy. You understand? No succession. Because folk are so full of themselves. When is it gonna be my turn? When people gonna get to know me? It's the wrong motive. You're supposed to be trying to get people to know him, Jesus. You understand? But when you, and I'm telling you that this kind of thing is really being taught in a lot of camps. Really establishing yourself so that you can, really get to be known by men. Man, listen to me. I was just sharing this with somebody today. One of the things that I have learned from following an apostle is more than anything else, it's how to follow God. When when I see I've seen many men following God, and I saw men that had, they were following God with a different agenda. They had their own plans and all, their own schemes and kind of thing. And so I've been in camps when I saw how preachers played games and that sort of thing. And I'll never forget when I came to the school in 1992. It was down the street in at the old church. And the pastor came out and he started sharing about living holy, and he said having a relationship, you know, a good relationship, a strong relationship with God, having a relationship with your wife and that kind of thing and stuff. And then he started saying some things about, you know, his consecrated life and I said right then, I said, this what I've been looking for. I saw the other side. I saw the preachers playing the games. I saw the preachers running the women. You understand what I'm saying? And to see, this is just so awesome how God set things up. That's why people that's watching by internet, that's in the school, and those here that's here on campus, it's no accident that you are going to this school or you're sitting under this anointing. Man, let me tell you something. This is rare. All you gotta do is just go in a lot of places. You're not gonna see it. And following the apostle had really, man, my relationship with God got so strong. You understand what I'm saying? He taught us to live holy and consecrated. I remember when I first started following, he said, any of y'all boys that's in this for the money, don't follow me. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And so, see, with his assignment, people would think that he contradicting himself, but he's not. He's after God. Yes, and the assignment that he had, watch this. See, God said, now, if men don't catch a hold of this mantle, that the grass gonna grow back up. Say, because he already been through the weeds. He already been through the briars. You know, people have already, you know, lied and scandalized his name and said all kind of things about him. You understand what I'm saying? He's already cut that path for you. You understand what I'm saying? But if we don't grab a hold of that mantle, then another generation had to go through that same foolishness again. You understand what I'm saying? When you got an assignment, when you have an assignment from God, men won't understand it many times. But watch this. One of the things that I appreciate so much. See, what I'm trying to say is that, see, he's passing his own. And the thing about it is you got to grab it.
Yes, sir.
There's a point out that's coming from this place like never before. And you know, I'm not going to say that it ain't happening nowhere else because I don't know what's going on nowhere else because I don't even search nowhere else.
Right.
You understand? This is the vein in which God is feeding me through. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not going here and going there and going all these places looking for all this stuff, because all you're going to do is just come up with some kind of contaminated anointing. You know what I'm saying? But this man, I'm telling you, this thing is rolling. You understand what I'm saying? So let me go on here. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So God will reveal his secret plans to those who will make every effort to raise the next generation and the ensuing ones to walk in that which he has begun with them. He will release his miracle power for those which are ready to impart it into others. You see that?
Yes,
empowering them to continue what God has begun in their midst.
Yes.
Now, in 2 Timothy 1 and 4, it says, I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience. Look what he says. The way my forefathers did. It didn't just start off with him. Somebody passed it on to him. You understand what I'm saying? See, I followed three pastors. I never was a renegade. Now, don't y'all get the wrong idea. I didn't break out of no camps. I didn't break out of nobody's church. You understand what I'm saying? First pastor I followed, when God spoke to me about me leaving, I went to talk to him. I just told him in passing by, I said, Pastor, I'm going to talk to you and get a chance. He said, I already know. I said, I already know what? He said, the Lord said, you know, that you it's time for you to move on. I said, how would you know that? He said, because there's no way God would speak to you and not speak to your man of God about you.
Yes,
all right. Then I went to the next stop. I was doing some work for a pastor over here. I had been at this place for 3 years. And it wasn't a traditional church. The first church was a traditional church. Second church was a full gospel church. And so one night, the old man, he came over and to communion service, what we had. And he asked the pastor, he said, how many preachers you got? He said, I got about five. He said, good, because the Lord want me to take this one with me. So my pastor called me that night, and I'm standing behind my pastor doing this here because I'm not going back to tradition. I'd have been beat up in tradition already. You understand what I'm saying? And so my pastor called me that night. And he said, God spoke to me. He said, you're supposed to go with him. And then, I followed my next pastor. And he was the one who retired and gave the church over to me. All right. So I learned from each one of those men of God. You with me? But the thing about it is, see, I learned some things about following God from them. But all three of those guys were preparing me for following the apostles.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, man. Look, listen to me. They were all preparing me to follow the apostle. And I had never seen any kind of consecration, any kind of dedication, any kind of the love for God. I had not seen that anywhere. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, one of my pastors taught me, you know, when you get ready to preach on a Sunday, you just lock up on a Saturday. Don't come out. Don't let your family, don't talk to nobody. And then you come out on Sunday morning and you're ready. So I'm working all through the week. You understand what I'm saying? And when it's time for me to get before the congregation, I just go lock up on a Saturday. But then I started following an apostle, and apostle said, no, boy, you got to pray every day. You got to see God every day. No, you can't do it that way. You understand what I'm saying? So a question I want to ask you, who did you learn to follow God from? Because if you learn from somebody who barely see God, you don't have much. My time is up. Praise the Lord. Yep. All right. Praise the Lord. We'll finish. We won't finish, but we'll take up next week. Praise God. Amen.